Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro. It is good to be a Pet World Insider. Folks, I gotta tell you, sometimes having this job is just an incredible thing. I get to talk with so many wonderful experts. I'm just glad I get to record them and share them with all of you. You know, there are a lot of people out there doing a lot of great work. But one of those people that really just kind of set my mind spinning and turning is Steve Brown. We've had him on the show before, but I am so excited. We have him on the show. We've gotten a lot of feedback on pet nutrition and some of the questions that you're asking. I thought, wow, this is just a great topic for our good friend, Mr. Brown there. So, Steve, first off, welcome to the show. We really appreciate you coming back.
Well, thank you very much. I always enjoy it.
All right. Well, hey, listen, I know a lot of people out there have this question, and I can't think of a better person to address it, and that is how to properly use raw and dry foods wisely.
That's an excellent question. When I say using foods wisely, I mean getting the most nutrition for your money and avoiding rancid fats. So those are the two things I want to accomplish when I say using raw and dry foods wisely. So just a quick moment on rancid fats. The fats that are required for dog food, there are many different types of fats. Some of them are very fragile. The fats we get from fish, they're called EPA and DHA, oxidize or turn rancid very quickly when exposed to oxygen. These are essential fats, and more foods are including them. There's a danger with that, is that they're including the DHA, that great fat we get from fish, but no DHA is better than rancid DHA. So if we use dry foods wisely and raw foods wisely, we save money and we have healthier dogs. So that's my goal. So for dry foods, I recommend really three things. Buy recently produced foods. All foods, no matter how well packaged and how well produced, degrade over time. The fats turn rancid, the vitamins lose potency. So when you go to your retailer, you'll see a best if used by date on the bag. That's almost meaningless. It doesn't tell us when it was produced. Some manufacturers give the food an 8-month shelf life, some 12 months, some 18 months. So you don't know. Find out how to read the code so you know when it was produced. And then the second thing to do to dry foods, once you open that bag, use it quickly. Once you open it, the fats are exposed to air and start turning rancid. So use it quickly, usually within 2 weeks. One thing you do not want to do is pour the bag of food into another container. Because by pouring the food into another container, you're exposing each piece of kibble to air. So you're accelerating the rancidity of the fats by pouring the food into a container. If you like using containers, roll up the bag of food and put the bag of food in the container. The third thing, so we want to buy recently produced foods, use them up quickly. And the third thing is I recommend buying foods without fish oils or fish, because they're too rancid for dry foods, they're too fragile, for dry foods, and adding your own fish oils or preferably sardines on a weekly basis. And if you do that, your dog's getting higher quality fish oils or DHA, the sardines are so very healthy for dogs, and your dog's avoiding the rancid fats. So what we want to do is buy recently produced food, use it quickly, and add our own fish oils or sardines instead of getting a food with fish oil. That's using dry foods wisely. With raw foods was an added complication, and I was one of the pioneers in the raw food industry. I prefer calling it fresh meat, but there's a different, there's a greater complication in that the shelf life of ground meats is much, much shorter than the shelf life of dry foods.
Right.
So if you're feeding a raw food, you want to look at it carefully to make sure it didn't go through a freeze-thaw cycle. As soon as it goes through a freeze-thaw cycle, some of the double bonds and that fish oils are broken, rancid fats. And you want to make sure it was no more than 3 or 4 months old when you feed it. The USDA gives ground meat a 3 or 4 month shelf life. It's okay after 4 months, but you're paying so much for raw food that get the best of it. Get it as fresh as you can get it. And again, the same with raw foods. Try to get a raw food without fish oils or fish and add your own at the time of serving.
Right, right. No, and those are great tips. And especially when you think about how easy and convenient it is to be getting the fresher foods these days, you're defeating the purpose, as you just said, by then freezing it for a long period of time. You've broken it down. And I love, that's one of the things from your book that really was driven home for me was, here I thought I was doing something that would be healthier, and in essence, I was removing that health, as you talked about. So I really like that a lot. You know, a couple comments here from listeners. You know, one of them sent in, you had mentioned the containers, not pouring the food out into the containers, the airtight containers, but putting the bag into the container itself. It's an interesting tip. They were curious, why does the food break down if it's an airtight container that they're pouring it into?
Well, let me see if I can answer that without getting too technical. First of all, while pouring it in, every piece of kibble is exposed to oxidation over its entire surface. So it's exposed to a lot more air than it would be if it was kept in the bag. Okay? So that's number one problem. Number two problem is, the containers are generally plastic, and they will absorb some fat. That's normal. And they will leach some vitamins out of the food. And at the bottom of the container, unless it's washed after every use, you may have crumbs. And the crumbs will attract a mite called the storage mite. And most dogs that have allergies, 90% of those that have allergies, will be allergic to storage mites that may be in the bottom of that container. And even if it's airtight, okay, once you open it, the oxygen pours in. It's not important if it's airtight. Once it's opened, the oxygen's in. It's going to start oxidizing. So you're much better off just rolling up that bag. And those bags they have now, most dry dog food bags, are very good, much better than they used to be, much, much better than they used to be. And you put that bag in the container, you've done the best you can then.
I like that a lot.
That makes sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that there's a lot of listeners out there right now going, wow, I did not know that or even think about that. Another one we got in, and I think this is a good one here, is we've heard you advocate no fish oils in the food or fish itself. What about the foods and the trends to have salmon in these kibbles? That's been a big thing that we've been seeing. Is that more marketing? Or is that something that it's a great idea, but we're losing what the benefits would be?
That's a great, great question. And there are dogs that have allergies to so many different meat sources that they need to have a salmon food. So I'm not going to refer to those dogs.
Sure.
The dry salmon foods I looked at, almost always add fish oils as well. It's almost they're getting salmon protein and not the salmon fat. I generally recommend against those foods because of the salmon and the fats in salmon are just too fragile. And we know the cost of salmon. So if you're getting an inexpensive salmon food, just figure out what is the cost of the salmon they're putting in there. Is it good salmon? Probably not. If you want your dog to have salmon, and my dogs eat salmon often, never raw. You never, ever, ever feed raw salmon. But my dogs get a can of salmon once a week or so. I give them salmon. I don't give them salmon food. Sam and dog food, but I'll give them Sam.
Right. No,
it's,
and that,
it's much safer.
Yeah, and that's a great point, and you're right. And I say that to people all the time. You know, they'll go, well, I'm feeding lamb, and I'll say, well, that may be what's on the bag, but let's be realistic here. If you're buying a $10 bag of dog food that, you know, says it's lamb, just go to the supermarket and see what you can buy lamb for $10. That is certainly going to be a different kind and a different level. And that gets into the whole thing of sourcing and so many other things. Steve, we've got to take a quick break. I'm wondering, can we have you back after a few quick messages?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
Wonderful. Folks, we are going to be right back with just a wonderful gentleman. As you're seeing, so much great information he has to share with all of us. We're very happy to have him on. We're going to have him back after a few quick messages here on Pet World Insider. We'll return with Steve Brown. SlimDoggy.com is the place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.